Chapter 3, 1954, Our Romance Goes Transatlantic. After spending so much time together in France and Italy, our lives were now playing out on separate continents. By March 1954, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea had finished shooting in the Bahamas and had moved on to Jamaica. I was at the Round Hill Hotel in Montego Bay when I received word from my sister that my father was dying. I had a dilemma. Anne was the only one I could tell. Obviously, the letter would arrive in France well after my decision, but Anne had been my sounding board for a long time. I just felt better writing to her. My darling Anne, I certainly wish you were here with me now. Yesterday, I received word that my father is dying. Since then, I have sent cables and tried to reach them by phone, but can't reach them. I don't know what I should do. You see, I cannot, if for no other reason but for my children, take a chance on losing out on the 18-month period. Maybe I could get there for a day and come right back, but I don't know what I would accomplish. I have a reservation on a plane for this afternoon, and I will have to decide within the next few hours. What a futile feeling it is. I just know this must be the end for him, because at last word, he was in an oxygen tent with pneumonia. I just talked to my sister. My father is now feeling better. God, what a constitution he must have. I feel like I've been through a ringer. Please write to me. Love, Kirk.
In today's world of instant communication, only people of a certain age remember the frustrations of an airmail correspondence. Occasionally, Kirk would cable, and sometimes he would be able to get through to me by phone. But it wasn't ideal to shout intimacies over a line that might have static or an operator listening in. I wrote more regularly than Kirk at first, but he then began to share more and more of his thoughts with me. He also loved the idea of writing in French, with a little German thrown in now and again to impress me. I was always urging him to write longer letters.